Chapter 3. Hazel's Decision. What am I lying here for? We are lying here as though we had a chance of enjoying a quiet time. Am I waiting until I become a little older? Xenophon, the Anabasis.
But Hazel, you didn't really think the Chief Rabbit would act on your advice, did you? What were you expecting?
It was evening once more, and Hazel and Fiver were feeding outside the wood with two friends, Blackberry, the rabbit with tipped ears who had been startled by Fiver the night before, had listened carefully to Hazel's description of the notice board, remarking that he'd always felt sure that men left these things about to act as signs or messages of some kind, in the same way that rabbits left marks on runs and gaps. It was another neighbour, Dandelion, who had now brought the talk back to the Threera and his indifference to Fiver's fear.
"I don't know what I expected," said Hazel. "I'd never been near the Chief Rabbit before. But I thought, well, even if he won't listen, at least no one can say afterward that we didn't do our best to warn him."
"You're sure, then, that there's really something to be afraid of?"
"I'm quite certain. I've always known Fiver, you see."
Blackberry was about to reply, when another rabbit came noisily through the thick dog's mercury in the wood, blundered down into the brambles, and pushed his way up from the ditch. It was Bigwig.
"Hello, Bigwig," said Hazel. "You're off duty?"
"Off duty," said Bigwig, "and likely to remain off duty."
"How do you mean?"
"I've left the Owsler, that's what I mean."
"Not on our account."
"You could say that. The Threera's rather good at making himself unpleasant when he's been woken up at Neafrith for what he considers a piece of trivial nonsense. He certainly knows how to get under your skin. I dare say a good many rabbits would have kept quiet and thought about keeping on the right side of the chief, but I'm afraid I'm not much good at that. I told him that the Owsler's privileges didn't mean all that much to me in any case, and that a strong rabbit could always do just as well by leaving the warren. He told me not to be impulsive and think it over, but I shan't stay. Lettuce stealing isn't my idea of a jolly life, nor sentry duty in the burrow. I'm in a fine temper, I can tell you."
"No one will steal lettuces soon," said Fiver quietly.
"Oh, that's you, Fiver, is it?"
said Bigwig, noticing him for the first time.
"Good. I was coming to look for you. I've been thinking about what you said to the Chief Rabbit. Tell me, is it a sort of tremendous hoax to make yourself important, or is it true?"
"It is true," said Fiver. "I wish it weren't."
"Then you'll be leaving the warren."
They were all startled by the bluntness with which Bigwig went to the point. Dandelion muttered,
"Leave the warren, Frithra,"
while Blackberry twitched his ears and looked very intently, first at Bigwig and then at Hazel. It was Hazel who replied. "Fiver and I will be leaving the warren tonight," he said deliberately. "I don't know exactly where we shall go, but we'll take anyone who's ready to come with us."
"Right," said Bigwig. "Then you can take me."
The last thing Hazel had expected was the immediate support of a member of the Owsler. It crossed his mind that although Bigwig would certainly be a useful rabbit in a tight corner, he would also be a difficult one to get on with. He certainly would not want to do what he was told, or even asked by an outskirter.
"I don't care if he is in the Owsler," thought Hazel. "If we get away from the warren, I'm not going to let Bigwig run everything. Or why bother to go?"
But he answered only,
"Good. We shall be glad to have you."
He looked around at the other rabbits, who were all staring, either at Bigwig or at himself. It was Blackberry who spoke next.
"I think I'll come," he said. "I don't quite know whether it's you who's persuaded me, Fiver. But anyway, there are too many bucks in this warren, and it's pretty poor fun for any rabbit that's not in the Owsler. The funny thing is, you feel terrified to stay, and I feel terrified to go. Fox is here, Weasel's there, Fiver in the middle, begone, don't care."
He pulled out a burnet leaf and ate it slowly, concealing his fear as best he could, for all his instincts were warning him of the dangers in the unknown country beyond the warren.
"If we believe Fiver," said Hazel, "it means that we think no rabbits at all ought to stay here. So between now and the time when we go, we ought to persuade as many as we can to join us."
"I think there are one or two in the Owsler who might be worth sounding," said Bigwig. If I can talk them over, they'll be with me when I join you tonight. But I won't come because of Fiver. They'll be juniors, discontented fellows like me. You need to have heard Fiver yourself to be convinced by him. He's convinced me. It's obvious that he's been sent some kind of a message, and I believe in these things. I can't think why he didn't convince the Threera.
Because the Threera doesn't like anything he hasn't thought of for himself, answered Hazel. But we can't bother with him any more now. We've got to try to collect some more rabbits and meet again here, Fuinlay. I will start Fuinlay too. We can't wait longer. The danger's coming closer all the time, whatever it is. And besides, the Threera isn't going to like it if he finds out that you've been trying to get at rabbits in the Ausla, Bigwig. Neither is Captain Holly, I dare say. They won't mind odds and ends like us clearing off, but they won't want to lose you. If I were in your place, I'd be careful whom I picked to talk to.